Do young people like to do sports? Although many young people still love participating in sports, doing sports regularly seems to be less common than in the past. The prevalence of computers and mobile devices seems to have made our generation physically lazy and less likely to want to go outside for physical exercise. Though some people argue that esports are technically sports, I would disagree. Although esports require a huge amount of skill, just like regular sports, they lack the physicality to really be classed as a sport. Funnily, it's often older people who can be seen participating in sports in the community, whether they are playing badminton or table tennis, jogging or doing Tai Chi. What are the benefits of sports for young people? I don't think the importance of young people participating in sports can be overstated. Firstly, there are numerous physical benefits that can impact the rest of your life. Doing sports regularly as a youngster is a habit that will likely continue into adulthood and will probably result in better physical health, fewer serious medical problems, and a longer life. Competing in sport at a high level can also have many positive consequences. It can teach discipline, perseverance, and independence from an early age, which can be helpful for your future career. Team sports can teach the importance of teamwork and collaboration, while encouraging children to meet new people, make new friends, and learn how to interact with people from various social and economic backgrounds. Is it necessary to build public sports spaces? I think that it is not only necessary but essential for any healthy society. Public sports facilities can be extremely important for their communities. They are places that people can come together and enjoy some friendly competition with friends and family members, while giving single people the chance to meet like-minded people and make new friends. For many people, particularly those with little money, public sports are a convenient, practical way of getting some fresh air, participating in regular sports or doing regular exercise, and socializing with other members of the community. Even for those who do not participate, sports spaces allow them to catch up with old friends, discuss current affairs, and community issues. What do you think of companies donating sports venues for poor children? This may be a cynical point of view, but large companies rarely, if ever, do anything out of the goodness of their heart. They would only ever donate a sports venue to poor children if there was a benefit to themselves. In most cases, the benefits are for the company's public image, and they often go to great lengths to make sure as many people as possible hear about their generosity. They also have ample space to advertise their products, and some even insist on the facility being named after them. That being said, I don't actually think the motives for donating are actually that important. Having new sports facilities can bring a huge amount of joy to poor children and be an important factor in them living a healthy lifestyle.